Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. O God, we thank you for the glorious company of the apostles, and especially on this day for Thaddeus. And we pray that as he was faithful and zealous in his mission, so we may, with ardent devotion, make known the love and mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak. Let the earth hear my words of my mouth. Make my teaching drop like the rain, my speech condense like the dew, like gentle rain on grass, like showers on new growth. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God, the Rock. His work is perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God, without deceit, just and upright is he. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. In his flesh, he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one holy body through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, both of us have our access in one spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me before it hated you. If you belonged to the world would love you as its own. Because you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, servants are not greater than their master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sinned. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not have sinned. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. It was to fulfill the word that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Praise Lord for your apostles, St. Simon and Thaddeus Jude. One love, one hope impelled them to tread the way renewed. May we with zeal as earnest the faith of Christ maintain, be bound in love together and life eternal gain. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. That was one of the stanzas from a sort of double hymn that I don't know that I've ever heard sung before. It's hymn 331 and 2, which has stanzas for almost all the saints you can imagine in the Bible. And that's the stanza for St. Simon and St. Jude, whose day we celebrate today, a day that ironically falls on this day, although technically when it falls on a Sunday, you translate it or transfer it to the first available weekday. So on the calendar, it'll read that we're supposed to celebrate this tomorrow. But because our church is the church of St. Jude, St. Thaddeus Jude, then we are celebrating it here today. And it's so great to see all of you dressed in your Pentecost red to represent our patron saint, Thaddeus. In the gospel today, Jesus warns the 12 as they gather in the upper room during his farewell discourse with them. And it's a warning to me, because I think you're fixing to hate me. Because I'm fixing to do something that you're not going to like. I'm here this day with a heavy heart, because of the pipe bombs this week that, thank goodness, didn't go off. And because of the massacre in the synagogue just yesterday on the Lord's Sabbath as people were gathering to worship our God. Maybe in a different way, but still our God. Now, how many of you here are under age 50? Please raise your hand. Three of you here, I think, maybe. Well, did you know that the 11 people killed in the synagogue were all 50 and over? There was not a one of them who was a young person. Two were brothers in their 50s. Those were the youngest. A married couple in their 70s or 80s. And the oldest was a 97-year-old woman. We are not a Christian nation. A Christian nation does not allow assault rifles to be in the hands of people who are so prejudiced, so divided by our media, and I'm talking about Fox News and others, that it's dangerous to worship our God. Thank God we don't have to have an armed guard, as our president suggests they should have had at the synagogue. An armed guard at a place of worship. Then maybe he would have been stopped. Or we need to toughen up our capital punishment. We need to kill people who kill people. That proves that killing is wrong. How silly is that? To kill people because they kill people, and that makes killing wrong. Well, if killing's wrong, why do we kill people for those who kill people? That's not what Jesus taught. And I'm afraid that under the leadership we currently have in this, our nation, we are being led to the slaughter. Because our president stands up there and says, oh, this is a horrible, terrible thing. It was pure evil. But it's all the media's fault. It's all those leftists' fault. They're the ones who are stirring everything up. Wrong. Do you hate me yet?
Yes.
Well, you should, because I'm speaking the word of Christ. I'm speaking the word of God. And that's what Jesus warned his followers, Thaddeus among them, that you'll be hated because you speak my word. How many of you are willing to go out and be hated for speaking love, peace, reconciliation, no capital punishment, limits on guns, and things, and not speaking evil of other people? You notice I did not call our leader evil. I said he's leading us in a path of evil, but I did not call him evil. We have no right to call any person evil, no matter how heinous their crime. For they're all children of God, made in God's image. Truly gone astray. But we are still all made in God's image. There's a hope of redemption in every single person that God has made. So hate me if you want to, but our namesake, Thaddeus, was hated as well. He was killed for what he taught. How many of us would be willing to do that? Yet that is the example that is given by God in this person whom we call our patron saint. Thaddeus, a martyr for the sake of Christ, one who is willing to be hated and even killed for what he spoke and said and stood for. If you want to know what he was stood for, read the epistle today. Read the epistle where it's made very clear by Paul to his followers in Ephesus. What we must be about is peace. What we must be about is reconciliation. What we must be about are the tenets of our episcopal baptismal covenant, to respect the dignity of every human being, to love our neighbors as ourselves, and to be willing to give ourselves as Christ gave himself, that his death on the cross meant everyone is welcome. Not everybody makes it, but everyone is welcome to God's reconciling love, so that we can sing earnestly that wonderful old hymn, "In Christ there is no east or west, in him no south or north, but one true siblinghood of love throughout the whole wide earth." Take hands then, people of the faith, whatever your race may be, who serves my Father as God's child is surely kin to me. We must find new ways to bridge gaps between those who think differently from us. And yes, it sometimes takes us naming something as not godly and working from there to try to discover what it is we have in common that is godly. For I believe that everyone, even those with whom I disagree, is or should be working for the best for all of God's people. And it's okay if you don't agree with me. And it's okay if I don't agree with you. As long as our hearts are set on the pilgrim's way, the way of self-sacrifice, acceptance, forgiveness, and ultimately healing and health. For that is indeed what Thaddeus gave his life to exemplify, and what in Christ makes us all brothers and sisters. There's some disagreement as to whether or not the Epistle of Jude, the penultimate book in our New Testament, next to last one, is truly written by St. Jude or Thaddeus Jude. We don't really know if Thaddeus and Jude were the same person or not, but they're celebrated as the same. But his last two verses in that short one-chapter book read as follows, and I'll be using this as our blessing as we conclude our service today. "Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to make you stand without blemish in the presence of his glory with rejoicing, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time, and now, and forever. Amen."
Please stand with me and let us share our faith together by reciting the Nicene Creed found on page 9 of your bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge our baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and a life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people. In peace, we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work, for this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For
all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Justin, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael, our presiding bishop, Brian, our bishop, Pat and Perry, our priest, for all of us as ministers who share in God's work through this parish and in our lives, and for all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God in this church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation, especially those on our prayer list. Margaret.
Steve,
Nicole,
Courtney and J.R.,
Blair,
John and Joan,
Paul,
Marie,
Chuck,
Jimmy,
Martha,
Renee,
Jaden,
Ryan and Haley,
Teddy,
Richard,
Regina,
Irene,
June,
Michael,
Laura,
Baylor,
Shay,
Ed and
Pat,
Doug,
Alberta,
Tom,
Jane,
Tony,
Zach,
Chuck
and Jesse,
Michael,
Claire,
Georgina,
Joyce,
Sarah,
Bill,
Martha,
Shane,
Judy,
Jean,
Richard,
Jackie,
Alan,
Pat,
Nick,
Morgan,
Raphael,
David,
George,
Randy,
Scott,
Ms.
Robertson,
Judy,
Jeff,
Melvin,
Patricia,
Mom.
Are there other petitions? Hear us, Lord. Send your spirit upon this congregation and its leaders to call a new rector and prepare our hearts to receive this person.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Turn us unto your ways, O God, and grant us courage to encounter new paths.
Lord, hear our prayer.
turn us into your ways and make us lovers of all, opening our arms to embrace our neighbor's needs. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks to those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Megan Jones, Jamie Curtis, Suzanne Rosh Dalton, Jerry Swart, Dalen Arnold, Lynn Patras, Remy Marsden, and Richard Guthrie. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
We pray
for all those who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them. We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. And so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Offerings and come into his courts. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and good.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with blessed Thaddeus and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia, alleluia. Thank you.
the gifts of God, people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died, rose, and lives for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to make you stand without blemish in the presence of his glory with rejoicing, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time and now and forever. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this day and remain with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.